Did you have the glove? Did you buy the Thriller album? Or follow his every move, the good, the bad, and the ugly in the gossip rags? Michael Jackson, a pop icon, dead at 50 years old. Just a month before he was going to go on tour, starting in London. It was a sellout. This was his big comeback and his final tour. He wasn't the only celebrity who died. She had one of the best-selling posters of all time. One of Charlie's Angels, Farrah Fawcett, has fallen. She, too, dead at the age of 62 after a three-year battle with cancer. Fans, though, hitting the streets from L.A. to Harlem. Radio stations across the country playing all of Jackson's hits. He was a mega star. There were lots of controversies surrounding his life, but there were no controversies surrounding his music. A very emotional Jermaine Jackson spoke about the death of his brother.
This is hard. My brother, the legendary king of pop, Michael Jackson, passed away on Thursday, June 25th, 2009 at 2:26 p.m. It is believed he suffered cardiac arrest in his home. However, the cause of his death is unknown until results of the autopsy are known. His personal physician, who was with him at the time, attempted to resuscitate my brother. And as did the paramedics who transported him to Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. Upon arriving at the hospital at approximately 1:14 p.m., a team of doctors, including emergency physicians and cardiologists, attempted to resuscitate him for a period of more than 1 hour, and they were unsuccessful. Our family requests that the media please respect our privacy during this tough time. And may Allah be with you, Michael, always. Love you.
Thank you very much.
The rest of Jackson's family, of course, were told, rushed to his bedside. Fans were weeping outside of UCLA Medical Center. There were screams of "you have to save him." You could hear them clearly. I watched some of the video earlier. There's no doubt, you just heard his brother say, that they tried to resuscitate him for almost an hour, but to no avail. Now, the question becomes, as so many celebrities and so many regular folks react to the death of Michael Jackson, is what killed the pop icon? He had a history of taking a lot of prescription drugs, and in fact, the family attorney, Brian Oxman, was not shy about expressing his opinion. Here's what he said.
I do not know what the problem is that brought this here. I do know that I had warned of the use of prescription medications in the past, and I have said to many members of the family that if one day Michael wound up in this condition, the words exactly, or as if he woke up dead one day, that I was going to speak loud and clear about what I saw as the abuse of medications and people who had enabled him. I cannot say for sure what happened. We're going to have to await the results of tests to find out precisely what it is. Jumping to conclusions is not what we should do, but I do know that this is something which we all feared in this family. And here we are. I will not get into the specifics of the medications because they are Michael's private matter, and I only know what I have said to all of the family members, and that is that we feared that this kind of thing would happen, and here we are. I won't jump to conclusions. I will not point fingers, but when the results of this testing is going to be completed, I intend to be very loud and very vocal depending on the outcome of those tests.
All right, good for Brian Oxman. As he had said clearly, he didn't want to speculate, jump to conclusions, but he does fear that it has something to do with prescription drugs of some sort and that he will be very vocal once it's determined. Of course, you have to go through the whole autopsy thing and whatnot. And I was thinking about this as I was watching all the celebrities and the everyday man react to Michael Jackson. Remember the death of Princess Diana? I was in New York City covering the U.S. Open. I was at a restaurant, and somebody ran into the restaurant and screamed out, Princess Diana is dead. Princess Diana has been killed by the paparazzi. And, of course, you remember how emotional her death was and the thousands of, around the world, really, the outpouring for Princess Diana. And I think we're going to see the very same thing, and we're already seeing it with Michael Jackson. I believe the services for him will be the very same way. As I said, celebrities reacting. You know, this show, we talk about everything. We run the gamut. How often are we talking about politics and lifestyle and things that affect us in the wallet and our family? But if you have any children, even small children now, they know Jackson's music. Whether you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, even your 60s, you know who Michael Jackson is. If you're at the older end of the spectrum, you probably had to buy Thriller or one of his other many albums for a grandchild, a child, whatever. I don't think that there's anybody listening to me who hasn't at least heard a little bit of Jackson's music. I mean, he cut through all levels, musically at least. He certainly was controversial with the accusations that flew, the trial for touching young boys and wanting to sleep in his Neverland ranch with children in the bed. And his explanation was he just wanted to be close to them. It was nothing sordid, that kind of thing. And, of course, he wasn't convicted of anything in the Santa Maria trial, and thousands of people gathered in that small town to actually support Michael Jackson. So here are some of the things that we're hearing from Justin Timberlake, who I think is brilliant comically and certainly musically as well, but very young in his career. He says, I can't find the words right now to express how deeply saddened I am by Michael's passing. We've lost a genius and a true ambassador of not only pop music, but of all music. He's been an inspiration to multiple generations. I will always cherish the moments I shared with him on stage and all of the things I learned about music from him and the time we spent together. My heart goes out to his family and to his loved ones. Because remember, Michael Jackson has three children, one by anonymous surrogate and another by a woman who gave birth to two of his children. Of course, Madonna reacting as well. She's certainly a pop icon in her own right. The two of them obviously knew each other and were friends. She says, I can't stop crying over the sad news. I've always admired Michael Jackson. The world has lost one of the greats, but his music will live on forever. My heart goes out to his three kids and other members of his family. You can certainly react to Michael Jackson's death here on America Tonight. And if you had any of his music, or your kids did, or how many of you, like I said, dressed up on Halloween like Michael Jackson with the Thriller stuff or the glove or whatever? Did you ever try to moonwalk? Keep this number handy, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Next round the bend, we're going to take a break from the Jackson and Farrah Fawcett talk, too, by the way, to talk about ball caps. You got a ton of them? I have 600. That's next on ATN.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. were surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, no joke, I'm serious. I get teased like you wouldn't believe about how many ball caps I have, and I counted them up, and I really do have just over 600. Everybody knows I'm a Phillies fan, and I just came out unglued out of my mind when the Phillies won the World Series last year. So naturally, I have several of those hats. In all, for Phillies, I've got 20 different Phillies caps, including a green one for St. Patrick's Day when I was down at spring training. I have the U.S. Open. I have the Mets. Oh, I have to hide that one when I go home. Eagles. I've also got Hard Rock Cafe, a whole bunch of different Hard Rock Cafes that people gave me or I was there or whatever. And the Dubois one is the one that I really like, and people always question me when I wear it. I just pull my hair back in a ponytail, and voila, you got the ball cap look. So how timely is this? A new book out called Ball Cap Nation. Jim Lilliefors joins us now. He's a journalist and a novelist. He's written a bunch of other terrific books, and I think this one is going to be a mad runaway hit because I think men and women can relate to this, certainly, and everybody has a favorite ball cap. Hey, Jim, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Kay.
Do you have a favorite ball cap that you wear?
Well, I don't, and I don't have a collection like you have. I'm really more reporting on the phenomenon of the ball cap than actually being a collector. I tend to collect caps when I travel, and my collection is mostly not sports teams so much as vacation destinations.
Yeah, now I can relate to that because I travel a lot too. So I have that section as well. Like I have a cool black hat that says El Monte Sagrado, and that's in Taos, New Mexico, and I stayed there.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of my favorite hats, absolutely. Do you find that there is, and of course I've read the book, and the book is terrific, but for the audience listening, certainly, do you find that there's a trend towards certain kinds of ball caps, like we were just saying, sports teams, or you say you don't have sports, but you travel, so you get the destination ones. Do you find that we fall into different categories?
Oh, definitely. I think it's all over the map now. I mean, I think calling them baseball caps is a misnomer. I mean, I don't think it's at all about baseball. I think people wear caps. I mean, they're hip hop caps. They're vacation caps, there's sports caps. I think there's all kinds of categories, and that's one of the things I deal with in the book, that it's really broadened, you know, the whole interest in caps, and people wear them for all different reasons.
Yeah, and you talk about the history. So what's the history of the ball cap? Where did this all start?
Well, it did start on the baseball field. It is an American invention, but like the sport of baseball, it's not really quite true. It derived from other models, different sports, jockey caps, even the Civil War cap. But by about the turn of the century, the last century, about 1900, it started to become standardized, and what we now think of as the ball cap basically came into existence in the right around 1900, and so that's kind of where it started, and it evolved. It evolved in the 20th century quite a bit. The two main evolutionary changes were the longer bill and the crown, the vertical crown, which has been described as kind of a vertical billboard, and those were kind of the major changes of the cap in the 20th century.
Now, do you find, I mean, obviously, like, because I have the thing of the traveling and covering teams and whatever, so I have this crazy, ridiculous 600 that I didn't realize I had. But do you find that a lot of people in the research and stuff you did for the book, that there is a kind of a collecting deal out there?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. There is a category in the Guinness Book of World Records, and the record number of caps is 82,000, but and this is a guy who's been collecting them since 1970. He's a farmer who lives in his name is Bucky LaGreed. He lives in Frost, Minnesota, and he tells me actually he has over 100,000, and he's going to count them again this summer, and he's going to keep going. He wants to get up to 200,000. So that's a little fanatical, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Where do you store all those caps?
He's got two tractor trailer trucks on his farm, and he keeps them in boxes in there. And the only time he takes them out is to be counted for the Guinness Book of World Records.
Wow, that is very, very crazy. Is there? And you talk about this too, because you know sometimes they get really worn. I'll see guys with hats on that I can't even believe they're wearing around. And then I see other guys, and I can tell they're fanatical about it. They don't want a speck of anything on their cap, and they frantically try to wash them in dishwashers and everything else. Is there a good way to care for caps?
Well, there's a chapter in the book on the proper care and feeding of your cap. and so I consulted some of the experts. Actually, there's a lot of information online about this. Most of it very contradictory, but so I've tried to kind of ferret out some of the information. And there are a lot of things you can do. I mean, you can wash you can wash it in the washing machine. The thing you don't want to do is just throw it in the washing machine. You want to you want to put it in. There are products that are plastic cap holders. Mm-hmm. And you should put your cap in a cap holder before you put it in the washing machine, or people wash them in the dishwasher, believe it or not. And you want to put them in a cap holder first, or the results will you won't have your cap anymore. I kind of experimented with all this, so
right. So you know that's a fatal mistake that you don't want. You don't want to make that mistake. Also, too, you know, there used to be this thing about, of course, when you'd go into churches or when a lady sat down, you would take off your hats or you wouldn't wear them inside a restaurant. But I'm not seeing that, I got to tell you, Jim. All the places I've traveled, I'm not seeing guys do that. So is it okay to just keep your ball cap on now?
Well, very good question. It's to quote Miss Manners, that's become a lot more complicated since the proliferation of the baseball cap, just the idea of wearing a cap indoors. And there is a chapter on cap etiquette, and I did talk to a couple of etiquette experts, Lizzie Post and Margo Howard, and even those two have contradictory ideas. I mean, basically, it's very, the whole idea is of etiquette is very fluid with baseball caps, and, you know, can you wear them in a restaurant? Well, you can wear them in a fast food restaurant, but, you know, not in a fancy restaurant. But then, you know, what about Ruby Tuesday or, you know, no, there's a gray area there. That,
yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Hey, give us one of the urban legends. You told us one, obviously, with Bucky. Do you have any others?
Urban legends. Well, there's a chapter on that. There's a story about the cap whisperer. You've heard of the of the horse whisperer. Well, there's a cap whisperer, and I can't really reveal too much about it or even tell you if it's true or not, but there is a cap whisperer who is able to restore and rejuvenate old caps, which, you know, for people like us that have been collecting them for a long time, you know, you kind of become attached to old caps. And,
right.
You know, what happens when they, you know, start to get old? Well, the cap whisperer, and you can learn more about this in the book, but the cap whisperer is able to kind of bring them back to life. And, you know, that's a wonderful thing if it's true.
It is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, if it's true. And,
I love that. It's true.
Yeah. And by the way, how long have you been collecting your 600 caps? I'm just curious.
In the past, it took me, I guess, about a decade, about 10 years.
Uh-huh, 10 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bucky, who has the 100,000, he, you know, he started way before you. He goes back to 1970. So.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of them he got for free. In fact, now people give him their collections because they can say, I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records.
So, and I love that.
Yeah. People will give him a collection. There are a lot of cap collectors. Like somebody recently gave him a collection, I think, 12,000.
Woo, 12,000.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to catch up with Bucky, too, to see where that collection stands. But Jim Lilliforce, thanks for coming on the show. Ball Cap Nation. It's a very good, very funny read. Get it at Amazon.com or any bookstore. Thanks, Jim. Good luck with the book.
Thank you, Kate. I really appreciate it.
Coming up next, we're going to jump back into the Michael Jackson mode as Jackson is dead at the age of 50. Hang with us.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Autopsy scheduled for tomorrow on Michael Jackson. Just listening to a family attorney talk about Michael Jackson earlier in the night, and he was saying that, you know, Michael Jackson was a frail guy. He said at one point when he was helping him with his trial in Santa Maria, the molestation trial, he said Michael Jackson asked him some questions about what the situation was going to be like, and he started sobbing and put his head on the attorney's shoulder, and the attorney said he could feel bones in his back, and he said he worried. He always thought, hey, this guy's frail. He's not going to live a long life. He's so thin and looks so weakly. And I think a lot of people thought the same thing about Michael Jackson. As I said before, there are a lot of strange things about his behavior and things that happened certainly in the 90s, in the early 90s on. But I still think that people wanted to hear more from him musically. It was almost like he was kind of stymied creatively because he had been such an icon and had such home run hits and really had changed music, let's face it, because he in a way broke a different kind of color barrier. In fact, he had the one song, Black and White, doesn't make any difference. Remember that, where all the different faces. And that was very, very popular on MTV. You can send me your thoughts on that. Kate here at America Tonight, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Did I say dot? America Tonight. Yeah, americatonight.net. I always think .com. Anyway, we've got a movie segment because, you know, it is the day that we send you to the movies. And there's a movie that cashed in the first time around called Transformers. And this is the second edition of Transformers. But how will it do? It's called Transformers: The Revenge of the Fallen. There are a couple of Shia LaBeouf is in it, and also Megan Fox is in it, and there's a lot of buzz always around those two as the young guns in Hollywood, young, hot-looking folks that we may see on the screen for the next 20 years. But the actual movie itself, here's a little clip of it.
Hello? Michaela.
I can't believe you're going to stand me up on our first web chat date.
I just had a full-blown mental meltdown. I am seeing symbols ever since I...
Since what?
Ever since I touched the cube splitter. Do you have it?
Dad, I have it. It's in the shop safe. It's fine.
Michaela, do not touch it, okay? Don't touch it.
I'm not going to touch it. Sam, it's fine. It's locked away. No one knows where it is.
I do. You're hot, but you ain't too bright. There we go. Yeah, that'll work. Easy, warrior goddess. I'm just a little salvage scrap drone.
And I'm your worst nightmare.
Ow, ow, ow. Hey.
All right, so Transformers, obviously, the follow-up movie, as I said, if you've ever had Transformers, if you have kids that play with Transformers, you know what I'm talking about. And I don't know. Matt, you said you saw the first one and you were disappointed in the first one. I saw the first one, too, and I would say the same thing. I thought the first one was average, and this one can't be much better.
Yeah, I used to watch the cartoon and have all the figurines and all that. So I was all excited when Transformers was coming out. Then I went and saw it, not a huge fan, and then I couldn't believe they made a second movie out of it as well. And I don't know, it's kind of one of those things where they're just trying to play it out forever and make tons of money off all these sequels, and it's going to get played out and tired real quick.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. The sequel thing doesn't always work. I mean, there's a couple of cases, and you can go through movies, and you know what they are, the ones that were decent or semi-successful, and the ones that just completely bomb. It's like a money train. Wow, we've made money on this. We're making another one, and that's the way it is. And then they, in Hollywood, they shake their head, and they don't understand why it isn't done well. Or this may be one of those movies, if they figure if it flops at the box office, maybe it does well in the DVDs. Because now everything goes to DVD so quickly anyway that's part of it is the sales on the DVDs. And, of course, overseas, too. But I don't know. It looks boring to me. It doesn't have any pop to it whatsoever.
Well, it's got two young, hot females in it, Megan Fox and Isabel Lucas. So I can look forward to that.
That's right. When it comes to HBO or Showtime, and you can get it for free or whatever station it ends up going on, whatever movie channel. There's another movie coming out that is one of the heartstring type movies. So you don't want to, if you're feeling low, I don't know that you want to go to this one, but it's supposedly pretty decent. It's called My Sister's Keeper. And the deal here is a daughter gets leukemia. A couple conceives a younger sister who can provide a donor match. But then the family kind of gets torn apart, I guess, after years of these medical procedures. The healthy younger child sues her parents for the right to decide how her body is used. Ooh, sounds controversial. There's some famous people in it. Alec Baldwin's in it. Cameron Diaz is in it. Abigail Breslin is in it. Jason Patrick is in it. Joan Cusack is in it. So it's full of a lot of people and that you would know. And the critics are giving it pretty decent ratings. If it's an A, B, C, D scale, they're giving it A's or B's. If it's a 1 through 10, it's getting, 8 or 9s. So take a little listen here.
What is your name?
Anna Fitzgerald.
What can I do for you, Anna?
I want to see my parents for the right to my own body.
Would you repeat that, please?
I want to see my parents for the right to my own body. My sister has leukemia. They're trying to force me to give her my body parts.
You're supposed to give her a kidney?
She's been in renal failure for months now.
Well, no one can force you to donate if you don't want to, can they?
They think they can. I'm under 18. They're my legal guardian.
They can't do that.
Well, that's what I want you to tell them, because they've been doing it to me my whole life. I wouldn't even be alive if Kate wasn't sick. I'm a designer, maybe. I was made in a dish to be spare parts for Kate.
You're kidding, right?
All right, so you can tell where that's going, obviously. I think it could be intriguing, could be an interesting movie. Now, there's another one also called The Hurt Locker. There's a slew of other movies. We just picked a few of them. But The Hurt Locker is a long movie. It's over 2 hours, and it's kind of a cat-and-mouse war deal. You get the gist, an elite army bomb squad has to come together in a city. Everybody is a potential enemy. They're looking around their everywhere, every corner, looking over their shoulders, where's the deadly bomb? There's some famous people in this, too. Ralph Fiennes, Guy Pearce is in it. Anthony Mackie's in it. And here's a slice of this one.
What do we have here?
They're, bomb parts, signatures.
Yeah, I see that, but what are they doing under your bed?
Well, This one. From the UN building. Flaming car. Dead man switch. Boom. This guy was good. I like him. This one, y'all, is from our first call together. This box is full of stuff that almost killed me.
What about this one? Where's this one from, Will?
It's my wedding ring. Like I said, stuff that almost killed me.
All right, so, again, there's a little bit of that, and I told you the backstory, and it could be interesting. Might be one that's worth seeing when it comes out as a rental. And there's still the big movies that are out that you might not have seen. The Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3 so far has grossed $44 million. It's been out 2 weeks. Up is huge. This movie has raked in $226 million. Star Trek is another one. It's been out for now 7 weeks, $240 million. Land of the Lost has been out 3 weeks. It's brought in $44 million. Last week, The Proposal came out, shocked a lot of people, and it raked in after just 1 week, $33 million. Then there are, you know, The Angels and Demons. That's out there, and that's $128 million so far at the box office, much less than The Da Vinci Code. There's X-Men Origins Wolverine, $177 million. That's doing quite well. It's out 8 weeks. So there are some movies to see that are still playing in theaters, and I doubt anyone's seen all the movies that have come out, some of them that I mentioned that have been out for, you know, up to 7-8 weeks. They're still on the big screen. So I'll tell you, the ones that I might be curious to see, The Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3, except for that I saw the original recently and it was so good, I don't know that I want to really spoil that. Matt, you occasionally go to the movies. You said it's been a while, but you went to see The Hangover, and that is doing really well, actually, at the box office. I think surprising some people, because that's kind of like the guy chick flick thing, the reverse, where it's the guys and the bachelor thing and all of that. But are there any movies that are out that you'd really like to see that you just haven't gotten to? Like, did you see X-Men?
No, I wasn't a fan of the X-Men movies. I saw, like, the first two, I think. It's just, that's another one of those where they just made too many of them, and it's just getting redundant. I still haven't been out to see Star Trek yet. I'm probably going to have to check that out when it goes to DVD. I don't know.
Yeah, at this point, because that's 7 weeks, so pretty soon they'll get to that point where they cut it off. I mean, it'll still take another month or two, but that could be, it's like I said before, so quickly now anymore, it goes to video that if, I think you hit a threshold of you just don't want to see it, you'll wait till it comes out on video. That happens to me a lot.
And another thing I've been trying to do is actually stay away from watching, like, the full-length preview, because I saw a ton of previews for The Hangover, and when I actually saw the movie, I was kind of disappointed because I felt like I knew the entire movie already.
Yeah. See, that's the problem with the trailers, too much trailer. It's like moviegoers. People who go to movies all the time know this because they sit in the theater and they see the same trailers over and over again, and every single funny line, the best stuff, because that's what a trailer's supposed to do. It's supposed to tease you and get you to want to go see the movie. So, of course, they're serving up the very best lines, and I think sometimes it actually ruins it. News you can abuse, this day in history, and birthdays coming up around the bend.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bedbugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
I think from Michael Jackson. Incredible what he did in that video. The wolf look, the dancing, the choreography. Simply amazing and still holds up today if you see clips of that video. Fantastic. Revolutionized, I think, how some of the videos looked on MTV. So Michael Jackson, again, dead at the age of 50. Autopsy will be performed. He had cardiac arrest. They couldn't revive him, and he was pronounced dead in the afternoon at the UCLA Medical Center. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, hoping that you have a fabulous weekend. Maybe you check out one of the movies that we just reviewed for you. One of my favorite things to do is talk about kind of that upside-down news. The news you can abuse is what I call it in this segment. And then we're going to get to birthdays in this day in history, of course. This from Montana. Chardon Wood and Steve Quaid are in the running for a duct tape scholarship. You heard me right. Check this out. The Flat Hood High School students did their prom outfits from duct tape. That's what they made them out of. So they're advancing to the top 10 in the contest, sponsored by, of course, Duck Brand Tape. Chardon says it took about a month to create the dress, a flamenco dress, and Steven's pinstripe suit. The downside was the duct tape suit, I guess, got very warm to wear. Now, the winning couple for the duct tape prom gets scholarship money, $3,000 each, and another $3,000 for their high school. That's pretty cool. although that seems like a lot of work. I would never have done that in high school. I could never have standed to, first of all, put that whole thing together and then wear it the entire time and be melting. So good for them. They're trying to figure out ways that they can make money to go to school. That's great. From Scottsdale, PA. Didn't even know there was a Scottsdale, Pennsylvania. You always think of Scottsdale, Arizona. Tossing away your empties can bring a lot of trouble, much more than a ticket for littering. I'm going to tell you why, and if you really think about it, you know where I'm going with this. Pennsylvania State Police report linking a suspect to arson, all because of a beer can. Troopers say they found John Kimmel's DNA on an empty beer can recovered near the scene of a March house fire. Witnesses report seeing a drunk man near the house shortly before the fire. They later learned the same man had been asking about the empty house a few days before. The fire caused $200,000 in damages. He's now in jail on charges filed by state police fire marshal. Duh. DNA, baby, it'll nail you every single time. I'm sure he thought, no problem. Even though they say they saw a drunk guy, they didn't have a great description of him. But that DNA nailed it, nailed the case shut. In Aiken, South Carolina, scientists are trying to answer a question. Why are pythons slithering their way north? Seems weird, huh? But seven Burmese pythons have been dumped into a snake pit at the Savannah River Ecology Lab in South Carolina. They're tagged with radio transmitters and these recording devices. Now, the researchers want to determine whether snakes can survive in the southeast. All have been captured a few hundred miles south in Florida, but scientists are worried about the number of pet pythons that escape or are intentionally released by their owners and whether they can make their way up to the north. Researchers say the pythons at the labs aren't going anywhere. They're behind reinforced fence. Oh, man, that's good news. Why do people dump their snakes or their pets out? I don't get it. I don't understand why you do that. Oh, let me get my alligator and throw it in the lake. Ugh, whatever. Let's go to California. Police in Southern California report the suspect was wearing a miniskirt and fishnet stockings while watching porn. Sounds curious, right? Wasn't a woman in the racy outfit. It's Stephen Murdoch. Officers say they responded to a security guard's report of suspicious activity in apartment complex gym. In addition to the short skirt, Murdoch had on high heels and a bustier. According to the cops, he was watching porn on a laptop. After a search of his backpack, police busted him on suspicion of drug possession. Of course. And I love stories like this. This is a great story. This is the topper. You got to hang for this one. Don't close your eyes. Boston. In the Boston Museum of Fine Arts, the building has a new wing. Well, a construction worker knocking down a wall spotted an envelope sticking out of the rubble. Inside was a typed note. It was written by the man who helped oversee the original construction about 80 years ago. Thomas F. Crowley said it was 95 degrees on July 22, 1926. He talked about how much his workers were making. The Boston Globe reports the pay ranged from, ready, 74 cents to $1.50 an hour. A museum archivist says she's trying to learn more about the man who has given them a real glimpse into the past. That's very cool. It's like the time capsule. He just wrote it down, threw it in the wall, and here it is 80 years later. They find it and read about what was going on when they were doing construction there. I think that's very cool. As the bottles and the other things that people bury can be as well, as long as somebody finds them. How many of those time capsules will forever go sealed because somebody completely forgets about it? I'd say there's probably a good chance of that. It is June 26th. My, oh, my, June is slipping away. Only a couple of days left in June. Before you know it, it'll be July 1st, and that, my friends, is next Wednesday. And then, of course, 4th of July. On this date in 1870, the first section of the Atlantic City's boardwalk was open to the public in New Jersey. I grew up in not far from that area, and there's a better boardwalk, though. It's Wildwood Crest Boardwalk. Very, very cool. If you ever get to the Jersey Shore and you are just dying to make your way to the boardwalk, Do that, but do yourself a favor and go to Wildwood Crest, too, because there's some neat things to see there. There's a great bay and ocean and everything else. In 1945, the Charter of the United Nations was signed by 50 countries. That happened in San Francisco. In 1950, President Harry S. Truman authorized the Air Force and the Navy to enter the Korean conflict. Wonder what you'd think about what was going on now. 1973, former White House counsel John Dean told the Senate Watergate Committee about an enemies list kept by the Nixon White House. It's interesting now we're revealing some of these Nixon phone calls, and it's fascinating stuff. I hope we have a few more of those that we'll let you hear in the next upcoming weeks. In 1988, three people were killed when a new Airbus, A320 jet carrying more than 130 people crashed into a forest during an air show demonstration in France. I kind of remember seeing some video of that. 5 years ago, President George W. Bush won support for the 25-nation European Union for an initial agreement to help train Iraq's armed forces. And finally, we have some birthdays that we're going to pick and choose for you. And I'm positive you're going to know at least three names on the list. See, I feel like every day I need to prompt you into who you're going to know on the list. Rock singer Chris Isaak is 53. Chris Isaak has some really good tunes. If you don't know who he is, Google him and listen to some of his music. I like his music. Patti Smyth is 52, rock singer as well. Also, country singer, if you're not into the rock scene, Gretchen Wilson, the redneck woman, 35 years old. Actor-musician Jason Schwartzman is 29 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actor Sean Hayes is 39. Will and Grace, remember Will and Grace? You would know Sean Hayes from Will and Grace. From Berlin, singer Terry Nunn is 48 years old. Clive Francis is 63, an actor that you would recognize if you saw him. Jazz musician, film composer Dave Grusin is 75 years old. Wow. Happy birthday if you're celebrating a birthday. Thanks to my pal Matt Johnson for his fine work as the maestro controlling and pulling the strings of America tonight. Remember, grab that brass ring, America.